T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hi there, welcome back to The Good Life. If you just joined us, hello, 1205, live at 1205. But if you miss the program ever in the future, since you're listening today, thank you very much, KNSSradio.com, podcast at the upper right corner, hover over it, hover down, Good Life, boom, there you are. Almost 3 years worth of programming. And you can listen uninterrupted by, well, I used to say that, now there is some advertising stuck in there, but it's not my advertising. My guest today is Tara Bench, a.k.a. Tara Teaspoon, former food editor at Martha Stewart Living, wrote for a whole bunch of magazines, been on TV shows. She's a lifestyle maven, a great cook, and puts together beautiful books. This is the second book. Her first book was on in October during COVID in 2020, Live Life Deliciously. And this one is Delicious Gatherings, and it's organized so cool. And, you know, I admitted that I love to get inspired. And when you can go to Gather Around Dinners, chapter one in the book, and go, oh, holiday dinner or Fiesta Mexicana or Sunday supper or a grill party, hey, good weekend for that. And then you go look at the pictures and, okay, who did the photography and the food styling, Tara?
Oh, it was Ty Meekum, and he is such a wonderful, he's a great friend and a very talented food photographer here in New York City.
Did you do all the food yourself?
I did. I did all the food styling and made all the food, and we had a great team. I had a couple of assistants in the kitchen so we could shoot. We shot all the recipes in 2 weeks.
No.
It was a lot of cooking.
Oh, man. If you do another book,
a lot of eating too. Yes,
and you want help, I will pay for my own airfare, room and board. Don't want any money. Don't want to be just a fly on the wall. I want to help cook, and there's no flies
Perfect.
On the wall. But I would love to just watch that and film it and share it with my listeners about what that would be like. I've never heard anybody doing it all in one time, but I'm sure it's not uncommon. And you guys,
yes, yeah.
I'll bring wine. How about
perfect,
that?
Perfect.
There you go. Okay, so back to the book. We talked about Gather Around Dinners or just gave an overview. Serious Sides, Main Events, Breakfast and Brunch, Baking and Sweets, and each of those are chock-filled with great recipes. Now, I asked you, what page are you on for this beautiful, I'm guessing it's
page
an appetite.
95.
Here I go. When right. I first saw that, again, Scratch and Sniff comes to mind. But this is something that, you know, we're all visual, whether you like it or not, to admit that, and I know you do, you don't mind mm-hmm. me saying that, but when you get something that pretty, and then this is spinach and artichoke, tart, pull apart, and I just know that just smells so good, and the pastry, and I can feel the crispiness, and,
yes.
you know, did you yes. create this from scratch?
Well, let's call it sort of from scratch, because the beauty of it is you buy the puff pastry.
There
it's
you
frozen
go.
In every freezer section, and then it's actually really easy to mix up the filling. I did it in the food processor. You can do it in a blender. and it's spinach leaves, scallions, crumbled feta, and a can of artichoke hearts. So you don't even need to go searching for specialty artichoke hearts. And then I add herbs like dill, and there's parsley, things like that, that really brighten those flavors. And you make almost like a pesto with that spinach and feta and put it in the puff pastry. And then it's just a special way of cutting the edges and twisting it that create what is called a tarte soleil. And it looks like a sunshine, and it's so beautiful, but really it took you 30 minutes to make.
Well, and you've got good pictures on the technique, and yeah. I get it. But I still, okay, so you put the slices, and then you hand twist each piece one at a time. Mm-hmm. And that's what
makes. Yep, you just give it one or two little twists. It's about, 24 or so slices around this circle of puff pastry. And those little twists bake up, and then you're able to pull them apart. And like you said, pair it with the Chandon Rosé and have a wonderful little appetizer or wine party. Or I actually like to serve it with soup as a meal. So it's kind of a side dish to a wonderful soup or winter meal as well.
Great idea. Well, and then just the visuals of this, and folks, you can see it if you go to goodlifeguy.com or go directly to terrateaspoon.com. Take a look at the cover, and man, it's just, I just love that. You have great pictures of the finished dish, and that's important. You know, your loaded guacamole platter, it looks really pretty. But I love the recipes that have a little more where needed, like that one we just spoke about, on preparation and technique. And because someone would look at that picture and go, okay, did you twist this? When did you twist this?
And, yeah, how do you do that, right? Yeah. And sometimes reading the instructions is just confusing. So I get you. There are a few other recipes that I do that for in the book. The other one is New York chocolate babka. Pretty complicated, but the second you look at those instruction pictures, you're like, okay, I can do it. And another one is my blueberry bannock scone. It's a unique big circle scone that you cut into wedges, but there's a special way to make it. And as easy as these recipes are, sometimes you just need a little bit more than that beautiful finished picture.
Yeah. Yep. My wife just asked me something the other day that I have spoken about in the past, where there has been cookbooks with a web link to take you to a video.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's too bad. Well, if you have a digital copy of the cookbook and the link is live, you're sitting there with your iPad sitting on the counter while you've assembled all the ingredients and, you know, you can click on the links and, you know, it's just, it's the way of the future. And then as much as we love, you know, you and I both love to have a real hardcover cookbook to thumb through anywhere in the house. But
yeah, I think you're right. And I love those cookbooks that have that link to a video. We love watching food being made. Yeah. All the social media proves it. We just love it. And I will tell you, that's a whole other project, right?
Oh,
to get a film crew to make the recipes again and show steps. But how fun that people are doing that, because it's intriguing, and it's almost entertainment rather than instruction. I love it.
It's both. Absolutely. And I think COVID, again, if we can describe something as a silver lining from COVID, more people were doing stuff like that and doing live cook along with me demos and you know, I did live wine tastings during COVID that were so well received. And yeah, it's fun. And I think it's going to get better, you know, as we get more and more internet connectivity and more people better trained technology wise. And I don't know, you know, refrigerators.
Right. And it's like having an expert in the kitchen with you.
Yeah.
It really is just that boost of instruction and confidence for every level of cook. I love it.
Wild mushroom and spinach risotto.
Oh, you'd love it. It's so good.
And with that spinach and artichoke beautiful sunrise plate, a couple of slices of that with this, and yeah, it's dinner.
It had to be, and I ask this question a lot, and I love to hear the different answers. It had to be kind of a challenge to decide what you were going to put in the book. I'd imagine that you started with more than you finally ended up in the book. Did you have full control of that? Did your publisher have some control? How'd that work?
You know, I had full control. I will say my publisher wisely suggested that I have holiday meals. They really wanted the book to be completely holiday driven. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it to be something that people would cook from all year long. So I kind of met them in the middle, and that's where that first chapter, Gather Around Dinners, came from.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
No, I love that. The whole idea.
It's a fun one. I broke it down instead of just having recipes in those chapters, you know, side dishes and main dishes. I pulled out some menus, and then you don't have to think about, okay, I'm making a roast turkey. What do I put with it? Okay, I'm putting a roast in the oven for Sunday dinner. What are the side dishes? What do I make? And that was fun. That was new to me to do that. And I look at it. I said to my older brother, I said, what should I put in this cookbook? And he said, just tell me what to make. Just tell me what side dishes go with what, and I will make it. I just don't want to think about the menu. And so there's that whole chapter that really instructs you, shows you, inspires you, and you don't have to follow it exactly. But that was sort of an ode to my publisher's suggestion, and I think it will be so fun as we go into the holidays. And like you said, football time, do the grill party.
Oh, yeah.
But otherwise, I absolutely was able to choose what went in the book, and I just wanted it to be what I would want to cook and share with people and gather people around. And so that's really how it came together.
Well, and then, we all have it's Thanksgiving, we're fixing the same old, and we like it. And we usually only fix same old for that holiday once a year. I mean, my wife is not a big fan of turkey. But we do it, and I opened up the double picture on the first menu for holiday dinners, and there it is.
Yes!
Mashed potatoes with a little butter. Oh, God.
Exactly. And don't we all love a Thanksgiving dinner? I mean, that's our national food holiday, basically.
Yep.
And so I was excited to get that gorgeous picture right at the front of the book to say, hey, let's have a delicious meal together.
Yeah, what fun. Well, and the recipes are easy. It's just very creative and easy to follow. Silky soft dinner rolls, she said. There's one other recipe I want to touch on. And we're doing this jumping around because that's how I roll.
Okay.
Family breakfast turnovers.
Oh, good choice.
Hands-on time, 25 minutes. I think the more you make this, you could even probably trim that. And this recipe has so many variations that just pop into my pea brain.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so glad you could see that. I didn't write variations in there, but I think, like you said, as you make it more, you can figure out what else to put in it, what to leave out. And again, I think you like that flaky pastry.
It's, yeah.
frozen puff pastry. And so that cuts your time down in more than half. And I've just filled a sheet of puff pastry with some sauteed mushrooms, eggs, some mixed up eggs that kind of scrambles in there and makes a delicious filling, and some fontina cheese and ham. And it's such a fun little side to fruit and, you know, your other breakfast yogurt parfait, but a great crowd meal because you can make a couple of these. It can be holiday morning breakfast, New Year's Day breakfast, and it is perfect for a crowd.
Well, you know, I brought home a recipe from a sad occasion, a funeral, from the church ladies in Pennsylvania when I went to a funeral there, and it was similar. It was instead of these beautiful turnovers shaped nicely with crimped edges, it was, you know, like a sheet pan. And you used, and the ladies called it, a funeral dish, and it had cheese and ham
and this mustard sauce. It's, I can't remember the name of the sauce, but it's kind of like a mustard mayo blend. And my God, and it just, puff pastry makes things good.
It does. But hey, speaking of that casserole type feeling, a few pages past that breakfast turnover, you'll find my hash brown breakfast bake. And that is so almost what you're explaining. It's, you know, the cheese and the potatoes, and it's everyone's favorite breakfast casserole. So I definitely say try that one.
Looking very good. You did a great job, Miss Teaspoon. Is it okay to call you Miss Teaspoon?
Absolutely. I'll take it.
Tara, it's such a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. You don't have to leak any secrets, but do you have anything else in the works? What are you thinking about for your next book? And does it fit your time plan?
It is so much work to write a book. I kept telling my team, I'll never write another one. But we'll see, right? Never say never. What's in the works is I will be traveling around a little bit, mostly on the West Coast for a book tour during the next few months. And then, honestly, I am so excited to get back to sharing recipes on my blog. So that's where I'll be. That's where you can find me.
Good. Do you have any TV stuff lined up that you can share as you promote Delicious Gatherings?
I do. It's a lot of local TV stations. I will be appearing in Portland and Seattle on their daily cooking shows. And then into October, I've got a few in Utah.
Oh, well, shoot. No Today Show yet?
No Today Show yet, but it may pop up.
Good.
You know, they don't plan too far ahead.
No, and I hate the way they do cooking demos in such a rushed manner. But
I know. I told someone the other day the exact same thing. It's too flustered.
Yeah, you'll spend 3 hours getting ready, and they'll tell you you got 3 minutes, and at 2 minutes, they're hanging up. I mean, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, well. We're going to give away a copy of the book, thanks to the publisher and your PR gal. And, man, what a treat. Have a great weekend, and best of luck with book sales.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
See ya. All right, Bye. That's Tara Bench. You got to go look at her website. It's simply TaraTeaspoon.com. And now if you'd like a copy of Delicious Gatherings, do I need to tell you? If you're a loyal listener, you know. You're already dialing. 316-869-1330. Max has put on his finger pad so he can answer the phone really quick. Call now. We'll give you a copy of the book. 316-869-1330. Be right back and tell you about Zubilee.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.